alarming and massive. That's how the state consumer protector, Steve Levins, described the data breach reported by Starwood and Marriott on Friday. That launched investigations in several states. Levins suggested Hawaii consumers not wait until they get a letter or email from the company, but to be proactive to protect their personal information.
It's an enormous breach affecting over a half a billion accounts here in the United States and around the world. So people need to pay attention to what's going on with their financial information.
And what should we do?
Well, if you stayed at a Starwood property, you need to order your credit report right away to find out if there's any unusual activity in there. At the very least, you should change your password for your Starwood account. You should also seriously consider freezing your credit report, or if you don't want to do that, you can put a fraud alert on your credit report, which gives people a heads up that there may have been some improper activity on your account. It's a very serious breach. We're just getting to the bottom of it right now. We opened up an investigation here in Hawaii and several other states on the mainland. You know, we have a situation here where names, addresses, passport numbers, other sensitive personal financial information has been exposed, including credit card information or other card information that was supposedly encrypted. It may have been unencrypted by the criminals who took it. We're not talking about a month of a breach involving a month or a few months. We're talking about 4 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's very alarming, and it's alarming that this was not discovered until very recently. So you have a huge company such as Marriott, and apparently the safeguards weren't in place to safeguard against this kind of activity, which is very alarming, and that's what we're going to be looking at.
I mean, it is distressing because it started with Starwood in 2014, and that was before Marriott acquired it.
That's correct. That's what is being reported right now. But we don't know all the information because the law enforcement authorities, such as my office and other attorney general's offices around the country, are just finding out about it. Other things that people really need to watch out for, I mean, bad guys are going to take advantage of this situation. So what's going to happen is people are going to get emails purportedly from Starwood or Marriott targeting people, saying that please provide personal information and we'll take care of this. Well, if you get an unsolicited email like that asking you for any kind of personal information, don't respond because it's going to be a scam. It's a phishing scam. Similarly, if you get an email and there's like a link attached to it asking you to click on this link and to enter personal information, it's also going to be a scam. They're going to be bad people trying to take advantage of the situation and extract personal information from people who have been already victimized by this breach. So consumers here in Hawaii really have to be very vigilant if they get these emails that are popping up.
Okay, so now what if you were a victim of a prior data breach?
I mean, if you're a victim of a prior data breach, what you should do is continue to monitor your credit report to make sure that the bad guys aren't continuing to exploit the breach. And one of the good things that you can do is you can freeze your credit report, and it's free, and that would prevent the bad people from at least preventing them from taking out additional credit in your name. And you should also periodically check your credit report for any kind of unusual entries.
So should you say maybe check it, what, once a quarter, once a month?
Well, under the law, you're entitled to get a free credit report once a year from the three major credit reporting agencies. So what we like to tell people is if you want to be extra vigilant, You can request a report every 4 months from each of the from one of the companies, so that way you cover it all year. And again, you can do it online, and it's free, and it's relatively easy to do. You go through it, look for any kind of unusual entries. People should also be checking their credit card statements to make sure that there aren't any unauthorized charges on it. I mean, the good news is that if there are unauthorized charges, if there are fraudulent charges on your credit card, federal law allows you to charge back, to take care of those those unauthorized charges. And if you do it within, if you're prompt in doing it, you, basically you're not going to lose any money. If you wait a period of time, the most you're going to lose is $50. So you need to check your credit card statements also. You do have to be vigilant. You can't rely, obviously, on other companies to guard this sensitive information, because these breaches are happening on a weekly, if not daily, basis from large companies and small companies. You know, these companies are using our data. They're using our personal information, and time again, it's not being safeguarded adequately. So consumers really need to step up and make sure that their data is not being used improperly. And one of the things that they can do to take care of that is, as I mentioned, check your credit card statements very carefully for any improper charges. Check your credit card, your checking account statements for improper charges or unauthorized charges or debits. And check your credit reports.
Okay. And then is there anything else that you think is important to note with this particular breach, besides just the sheer volume and the length of time that we were exposed?
Well, I mean, it's alarming because of the, as you mentioned, the amount of time involved. And we still don't know the breadth of it. Marriott is unsure at this point, actually, whether credit card information has been breached. That's been taken. Apparently, it was encrypted, but they say that they don't know whether it was unencrypted, whether the key to unencrypt the credit card information was also taken. So I think you can make an assumption that if you charged something at a Starwood property, they may have taken, they probably have your information, and they probably also have your credit card information. So you need to make sure that you check your credit report, your credit card statements, and also seriously consider putting a freeze or a fraud alert on your credit report.
It is pretty stunning, though, to think that, you know, Marriott wouldn't have detected something.
Well, I mean, it's alarming. It's alarming that they didn't detect it, and this is something that happens all the time from, as I mentioned, small and large companies. The thing that's also alarming is why companies need to retain a lot of this information. I mean, if a transaction has already been consummated and the customer, they've already served the customer, there may not be a need to retain this information, because if you retain the information, it's going to be potentially exposed.
Yeah, it's vulnerable.
Yeah, and vulnerable to people who want to steal it. People shouldn't necessarily wait. I mean, you know, most people can figure out where they stayed. If they think they stayed at a Starwood hotel, they really need to step up to the plate and check their credit report, their statements, and, as I mentioned, seriously consider changing their passwords on their accounts, on their Starwood account, and also seriously consider putting a credit freeze on their credit report. Because if your credit report is frozen, no one is going to be able to take out credit in your name. So an identity thief is not going to be able to take out an additional credit card in your name, because they're not going to be able to no one is going to be able to access your credit report. If you can't access the credit report, no one's going to extend credit in that person's name.
Right.
So that's something that is a very valuable safeguard, and it's free now. It used to cost money here in Hawaii, but now it's free.
Steve Levins is Executive Director of the Hawaii Office of Consumer Protection. He was talking about the Marriott data breach affecting up to 500 million individuals. Marriott is our largest hotelier. And another development, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on Marriott to pay for any new passports that consumers have to replace.